I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Promise that nobody's gonna love you like me.
Love you like me.
Hello, I'm Amy. You don't care about me, though. Do you hear me?
I do hear you. Okay. Do you hear yourself?
No, not really, but that's okay.
It's really funny that you say that I don't care about you, because I kind of feel the same way about you.
Duh.
Are we fighting right now? Because
no,
I didn't realize that we were fighting, but I'm kind of feeling some animosity.
No, we're not fighting.
I'm feeling like we're about to fight.
No, I don't have to fight with you, but if you want to fight, I'll bring it. Whatever.
If you wanted to start a fight with me, how would you start it?
I would start off with, why is Kelly allowed her own day? And it's like, okay, normal, whatever. And when I want a day, it's such a big no-no. Like, I'm stupid.
Did I say that today is Kelly's day?
No.
And did I say that I was okay with Kelly today?
You didn't ream her like you reamed me.
Would I ever ream Kelly? Yeah.
No.
Okay. No, I'm in my Taylor Swift shirt. Today
but
is
don't
Taylor
you
Swift
love
day.
Me?
I do love you most of the time. Right now it's kind of iffy.
Okay, whatever.
But why are you mad? What day did you say was your day?
I had a National Amy Day. I don't remember what day it was. And I found, for the first time, a Coca-Cola bottle with my name on it. And I was like, how weird. On National Amy Day, I would find the Coca-Cola bottle with my name on it. And I shared it with you stupidly because then you thought I was like the biggest dummy on the planet.
You come in here and you're like, oh my God, I found a Coke with my name on it. Amy, your name is Amy. That is such a simple name. That is not a big deal.
Okay, well, I thought it was a big deal because the first time I seen it and it was on National Amy Day.
Do you know what I thought was a big deal? A lot of stuff last night and I tried to call you. And what happened? We're about to get into it. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips and I am Lacey G.
She's gay for Tay and doesn't care who knows it. Lacey loves to sleep, but not last night. This girl was up late making Swiftie shout outs.
I love that you worked my shirt that you made for me into the intro. That was great, Amy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Grade A intro right there. She's my girl during the work hours, definitely not during vacay hours, but how about at a very important hour? My forever friend, Swiftie Stand and Podcasting Pro has a name, and it is...
Amy Nichols.
Such a common name.
Ugh.
Such a common name.
Stop.
You can find it anywhere. All right, we have a couple other special guests in the studio. The other girl that has my heart and my back. Do you hear how my voice changes whenever I'm talking about her? It's like I'm in love. The other girl has my heart and my back, unless I'm air humping her. She also has a new part-time job as a Taylor Swift investigative reporter. She has two successful podcasts that you should be listening to, Channel Surfing and On Cloud Wine. The girl that I'm talking about is...
me.
It's Anna. Halfway house.
But me is also the name of Taylor Swift's new song.
Oh.
Oh, she didn't even catch it.
Oh.
I did.
What, no.
What are we talking about this podcast?
I did.
Exactly. If you didn't even catch that.
I did not.
What about
a me? Okay. I like that. I like that. But before we get into this Taylor Swift, I'm so sorry that I missed that. That was so incredibly creative. I love you, Anna. And Amy. A me.
Me?
That was great, too. I don't have an intro for this person.
I do.
But... go.
Her name is Cam.
Me.
And I'm also Amy's best friend.
Okay, shut up.
Oh.
Because I wanted you to come in here because
yeah, I don't know why
Anna
I'm here.
Anna has moved out of the man room. She moved into a bigger, more comfortable room with a really comfortable chair.
Good riddance.
And the air's better, right? It's not freezing cold where you're at anymore.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's the best part.
Yeah. What is the worst part about not being in the man room?
I get FOMO, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know,
right.
So there's that.
You're not missing anything.
Well, I feel like at the end of every day, I come in, I'm like, so what I miss?
Well, you are missing something important, and that's why I wanted Cammie to come in here, because
uh-oh.
We had Cammie on a podcast episode or two ago, and her and Amy bonded right in front of my face, and it was really, really awkward, and Amy admitted... she was like hamming it up just a little bit. I mean, sure, they're friends, but they're not legit best friends. She's not going to take
yeah,
over my
no.
spot.
already have a best friend. I already have two. I don't need more.
And then yesterday, Anna, do you know what these two dumb bitches were bonding over?
What?
Wait,
give me a hint.
Boats?
I don't even remember what we were bonding over.
Nicknames.
Oh, they gave each other nicknames and you didn't get one, Lacey?
Nicknames.
Oh. No.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
What did we say?
Well, you said yours was something and mine is Lamey Amy.
Oh, yeah.
What was yours?
Clammy Cammy.
Yeah.
Because I touched Cammy's hand and it was really sweaty and she wanted to know, and I was like, ew, your hand's gross. It's sweaty. I'm usually a hand complimenter because I have the driest hands ever. And I touched Cammy's hands and I was like, oh, that's gross. And then they started bonding over nicknames. They were like, Clammy Cammy and Lamey Amy. And then they hugged and like made sweet love to each other. I don't know. It was so awkward. They were best friends ever.
That is not true. We did not make sweet love to each other.
Might as well. That's what it felt like.
I think it was a high five.
So that's it. I just wanted to let you know what you're missing out on is me being left out even more. So there's that.
Well, at least I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Guess okay. What?
What?
Anna borrowed a banana from me, so I'm going to call her Anna Banana.
Wait, but we did have a name for you, Lacey.
Lazy Lacey?
No.
That's what Spacey. I said.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, Kevin. That's
Kevin
right.
Spacey Lacey.
Kevin Spacey Lacey. All right. Thank you, Cammy.
Can
get out
of
here.
Can I go back to my work now?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Quit being best friends with my best friend.
Bye, Cammy.
You'll never replace me.
We'll miss you.
I love you, Amy.
Love you. Bye.
Wait. I love you, Amy.
You were already on. I'm controlling this. I can turn you on or off.
She can also edit you out.
Yeah. Oh. Bye. Okay, thank you. Okay, so something super duper important happened last night. And all of us girls here, because we're so super excited about Taylor Swift, she's been dropping this announcement, having a countdown to this big announcement. And we all had theories about what this was going to be. Amy, did you know what it was going to be or...
No, I didn't even want to guess because I wanted it to be a surprise. But I heard some people say that maybe it was a clothing line or maybe a perfume. And I was going to be really disappointed if it was something like that. Just because I want music. We want music, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anna, did you have a lot of suspicions about what it was, a lot of theories?
I mean, I assumed it would be music, you know, like a song or a video or something, obviously, because she's Taylor Swift. But... just the way that she was teasing it, I was like, maybe there's something more. Like, maybe, you know, she's announcing an album. Maybe, you know, it's like something. I knew it wouldn't be like a fragrance or something kind of like that because there wouldn't be all that buildup for something that isn't music related.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, yesterday, part of me was like, oh, my God, what if she just straight up, like, drops an entire album?
Yeah.
Like, part of me thought that she was going to do that.
That's what I was thinking, more or less. Like, I assumed it was probably going to be music related. But then at the same time, she's so genius at everything that she does mm-hmm. that I don't know. I didn't know if she would build it up this much just for a song, which she did. And yeah. I still respect. So I'm not saying anything bad, but she's so next level that you're going through all this to tease something. I think it's going to be something great. I didn't mm-hmm. think it was just going to be a song. Not that it's just a song. I didn't know if it was just going to be an album. I thought it was going to be like so much. There's no telling with her.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm so glad that it wasn't was a couple years ago, Beyonce made this stupid tease and everybody was so excited about it. And then she comes out and says she was a vegan.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a Beyonce stan, so I really didn't care. But all that hype for that. And I'm like, my gosh, Taylor, if you do that, you're going to
so
have
mad.
Some people who are so mad. But, I knew Anna was going to stay up.
Oh, for sure. I took a nap knowing that I was going to stay up. And then, actually, so I went to dinner with my parents last night at like 9:30.
Oh, my gosh.
Mexicans. And but I told them, so they picked me up, and I was like, hey, I need to be home by 11. And my mom was like, oh, okay, like, you know, you work early in the morning. You need to go to bed. And I was like, no, like, I need to be home like 10:55. Like, I cannot be away from my computer at 11 p.m. And she was like, why? And I was like, Taylor Swift is releasing a music video. Where have you been, Mom? And so my parents were so loving, obviously. So we went and got tacos at this place that we know has fast service.
Oh,
and
good.
We, like, I'm got so dinner bad. And stuff. And I was home by like 10:30, 10:45, just
were you
in time.
Looking at the clock the entire time?
Yes.
Yeah.
But also,
I would have to.
But my parents know how much Taylor means to me, mm-hmm. and so I knew they wouldn't keep me out late.
So I I had set an alarm because I thought I was going to be in bed, but I ended up staying up anyway. I kept giving Jeremy little tidbits and updates throughout the night. Jeremy, mm-hmm. My husband was watching the draft, and I'd give him little tidbits, and he didn't care. And then I get in the shower, and that's whenever Taylor comes on
of
at the
course.
Draft. Because as soon as I realized that the draft was in Nashville, I only know, well, I mean, I know that Taylor was in Nashville, and then mm-hmm. I found out the draft is there, and I'm like, oh! What if Taylor comes? Well, Jeremy's like, it's not really her crowd. And I'm like, I don't care. She's still legendary. What if she comes? She's there.
Yeah. Well, she had said that she was going to do an interview with Robin Roberts on ABC, like, last night. Mm-hmm. And the only thing they were playing on ABC last night was the draft.
Oh.
And the reason that she did an interview with Robin Roberts was because Robin interviewed Taylor when she was 14.
Is our Taylor Swift investigative reporter. That is exactly
I would say I'm a Taylor Swift stan.
Look
yeah.
at my hair standing up. That I know. Is so
so Taylor wanted to give her like the like exclusive. And she was on Good Morning America this morning, but I haven't watched it yet. But apparently she like I haven't read about anything about it either, but like the little like teaser for it was like she did kind of like a tour of like Nashville, like where she grew up, like her high school and like
how
all that
awesome.
Kind of stuff, which is really cool. So I'm going to go and watch that later. But yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, so that was cool. But it was funny because so my boyfriend, Ryan, he was watching the NFL draft and he texted me and he was like, Taylor Swift is on the draft right now. And I was like, oh, my God, what channel?
What a sweet boyfriend.
Like, oh, my God. And I panicked so much that I turned the TV off. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But I did get it. I did get it in time. And he was like, and it's funny because so he texted me about Taylor Swift being on the draft. And he mm-hmm. also was the one that texted me when the Jonas Brothers were reuniting. So
he's the sweetest.
He was like, I'm just on top of it. But now he thinks that he's like on top of everything entertainment. So mm-hmm. sometimes I like let him have it. Like one time he called me and he's like, oh, did you hear about like Chloe got cheated on? And I already knew about it, but I was like, what?
No, you need to humble him. I'm telling you, when they get to be some know-it-all, you just gotta humble him. Like, sorry, babe, I already knew.
But how do we humble Cammy? No.
I can't.
I'm just kidding.
You can't.
I'm just kidding. No, that's really, really sweet that yeah. Ryan's on top. And I'm not saying that Ryan is a better guy than my husband, but whenever I give my husband Taylor Swift knowledge, he's like, I super don't care.
Wait, did he come get you, tell you in the shower?
No. I think he was napping
did
during
he
the time.
Did he record it?
No, I mean, I could have gone back to it, okay. But no. No, I got out of the shower, and that's when Anna was sending us breaking news as it happens. Like, yeah. So what's the first text that you sent?
I think I just texted you guys in a panic, and I was like, oh, my God, Taylor is releasing a new song and a new music video tonight featuring Brandon Urie from Panic at the Disco.
Okay, as soon as you sent that text, I went onto her Instagram, and it was there. So Nick responded. He was also on the group text.
Yeah.
He's like, how do you get this information? I was like, come on, Nick, really?
I was like, really? Like, are you, do you,
did you even
is
look?
Is your Wi-Fi out right now? What are you talking about? And something I was doing last night, because what I love about Taylor Swift, and I know we're going to get into it, is like all like the breaking down like the theories and the clues mm-hmm. and like all of that. And her fans go so deep into it. So yesterday I actually searched on Twitter just Taylor. Mm-hmm. And I just kept refreshing because I was seeing what people were saying or predicting.
Smart.
And so mm-hmm. And it was funny because yesterday, so she posted a picture of the mural in front of it or whatever, and it said me with an exclamation point above it or whatever. And right after she posted it, someone tweeted and they're like, oh my God, what if on the song she releases tonight Brandon Urie's on it because me has an exclamation point and Panic at the Disco has an exclamation point.
Crazy.
And so I saw that and I was like, oh my God, that'd be ridiculous, but that's a stretch. And then whenever she said Brandon Urie was on, I was like, oh my God, she plans everything out. It's
insane. Yeah. And she loves doing it and loves having fans figure it all out.
Yeah, she did say, she posted yesterday on Tumblr and she said, cryptic planning is my love language.
Oh, of course.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't know when you want to get into it, but I found the craziest
Easter egg
theory.
Oh, okay.
And it blew my mind.
Now, okay.
I don't know if you've already heard this or if
no.
what your plan, your schedule is for how we're going to talk about this.
Let's bring hear it.
And I just found this out right before we started recording, so I don't have all the facts. Let me pull it up right now. So there is a theory going around that actually this next album that she's releasing, we're going to call it TS7 for now because we don't know the actual title of mm-hmm. it, was supposed to be released after 1989.
Mm-hmm.
But after the whole Kanye thing happened, she got so angry and all this stuff, that Reputation happened. But she already had it all planned. And so if you go back, mm-hmm. and this is the best thing about Taylor Swift, that she leaves clues everywhere. If you go back and you watch her, like, Look What You Made Me Do video with, like, the plane
and everything. It says, like, the real Taylor stands behind the former, like, you know, Taylors with a TS6. And, like, I think there's some, the real Taylor, like, saws off the plane wings and something with, like, it, like, alludes to the fact that Reputation wasn't supposed to happen, but then it did. So she already has, like, all these, like, songs planned out.
Whoa.
And in, if you listen to Endgame, one of the lyrics from Reputation, one of the lyrics says, Reputation precedes me, meaning Reputation, like, took over and, like, preceded, like, it like, went out of order.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord! What is going on?
And this continues. There is, and not to say that, I mean, Taylor Swift's right, she writes about her life. She does.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is just coincidence or planned out, probably planned because it's Taylor Swift, but every single song in Reputation, like track by track, has me in it, the word me in it. Like, and people like wrote it down, like which lyrics they are. And if you go back even further, okay, wait, hold on. This is crazy. So 2 years ago, okay, in 2017, Selena Gomez posted a picture of Taylor on her birthday, and she captioned it. Hold on, let me go to it. Let me pull it up so I can read it. She captioned it, you know, this is for Taylor Swift's birthday. She said, I'm so glad you were born. You write all of your thoughts. You write out all the thoughts some aren't able to articulate, in parentheses, me, in caps with an exclamation point.
Wow.
So Selena Gomez and Taylor said last night.
Of course she knew.
That Selena has already heard the whole album.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Taylor said it last night. And so she Selena was probably starting to hint at it when it was supposed to be hinted at.
Helping,
you know. But it was postponed. It went out of, the plan changed. Isn't that crazy?
That is insane. You're blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But how genius is she, and how much planning goes into this to have all these eggs drop in, and you just have all these hints everywhere. Yeah. That's intense that she's been setting this up
for years.
A while. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was kind of setting it up even before Reputation and then all during Reputation. Like, y'all went to the concert. And I don't know if you remember, but there was a part whenever they were like changing the stage or something, this video plays and it's kind of like Taylor's like in this like desert and there's like the wind and smoky, like blue, whatever. And she like speaks out this like poem, and the whole poem was about like shedding your skin, and like it made a lot of references to like butterflies and like all this stuff. And I think at the time you just think like, okay, yeah, obviously she's gonna have something after Reputation or whatever. But it was like a massive
because she knew.
And if the whole theory is right that her next album was supposed to be before Reputation, then do you guys think that she's gonna release songs that she wrote 5 years ago, or do you think she might have updated them, or written? Maybe it's a mix of like new songs with like whatever. But it just goes to show that she really was supposed to keep up her like positive, fluffy self, and then you know the press and like all this stuff just kind of got to her,
genius.
And it just like happened.
I have chills.
I know.
That is so smart.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's crazy.
The song did kind of throw me off just a little bit. Now, I absolutely love it. I so do. But it wasn't necessarily what I was expecting from her. So, and I wasn't expecting, like, the Reputation Taylor either.
No.
But it doesn't sound like her current relationship or anything like that. So that would make sense that this song is older. It's before Joe.
And so, if there is a new album coming out,
which there is,
I'm sure there is. Oh, she did say
there was.
Okay, well, there's an Easter egg in the music video where there's a clock that says 8:30. So some people are thinking that that's when the next album's going to be released.
August
30th. But besides that, so if she knew about this album or whatever, then she'd have to do new songs because of her new relationship.
Yeah.
She can't just leave that out because she does write about her. Self.
Yeah, I would assume that it's going to be like a mixture, or maybe just like the sound of it was, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. And then there's another theory floating around that like Taylor doesn't do much, a lot of features on her albums or her
songs.
That's
what I was thinking.
You know, like Ed Sheeran was on, you know, one or two songs with her, but she really doesn't. And I kind of thought about that yesterday. I was like, I don't know why I just randomly thought about it. But then she releases a song featuring Brandon Urie. It's called Me. And so people are like, what if her, like, you know, new album is all about her plus you? So maybe she'll have like a lot of other features about how like a lot of other people like inspire her and help her and like all this stuff. So that's just a theory that for the first time, maybe in her album, she'll have a couple of features.
That's cool.
Which is exciting just because, I don't know.
It's something new.
And like seeing your like favorite like musicians collaborate, I think is like one of the best things ever. Like I get excited when my favorite musicians take a picture together. Mm-hmm. Like I sent Amy a picture when like Maddie Healy from the 1975 posted a picture with Billie Eilish. Because I was like, oh my God, what if they make a song together?
Yeah.
So, and I love Taylor, obviously, and this is going to be her seventh album. So I think if she has other people on it, I think it would be nothing but like positivity, and that's what she's like going for.
So I'm not gonna lie, I went side text on it after I got group text from the Taylor Swift, because I went side text on it and I said, Amy, I totally know who Panic at the Disco is because they have a song called High Hopes on Kiss FM.
Yeah,
on. But outside of that, I don't know, and I'm not really familiar with them. And then Jeremy was like, oh yeah, you are, and he played this for me. So here's a little clip just in case. I love Taylor Swift, but then outside of that, I don't know that we really listen to the same kind of music. I kind of go rogue with my taste. Uh-huh. And anyway, here's the song, which I also didn't realize. They have usually really, really long dramatic titles. This title is called I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
Classic.
I chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of? Closing a door, no. It's much better to face these kinds of things.
A
sense of poison
rationality.
Yeah, so
I chime in. I've ever heard it.
Scream in the car when I hear this song.
Well, and that's very,
about it at weddings.
Very chemical romance-y. So yeah. I'm into it. It's kind of the emo rock, I guess. So I knew a lot more of their music than I had realized. Mm-hmm. But okay. So here's this big moment building up, this countdown, and we still don't know at this moment. What exactly? Well, no, I guess we do. We already knew that it was going to be a song, and that's it. But we were waiting up for it.
Yeah.
So I waited until 11, and then I'm Googling. Thanks for saving me. I'm Googling Taylor Swift meet, and all these videos are popping up, and it has her art cover.
Yeah.
And so I'm clicking on it. Well, it was freaking clickbait because these YouTubers are nasty people that are putting up gross stuff. I clicked on one that had sexual explicit one. I was just like, oh my God, it was nothing to do with Taylor. It was just clickbait.
I didn't even know people did that.
Yeah,
I didn't either. And I mean, isn't it the most like, oh, I didn't, I'm sorry, I have to confess, I didn't stay up. I saw it this morning. Mm-hmm. And so it already had 22 million views, so it was already at the
top. They
were
all mine.
I was taking a photo whenever I was listening to it, but I think it was the wrong one, because whenever I did it, it was like 60 something people had viewed this, and I'm like, yeah, I'm exclusive, look at me. Well, I couldn't find it, so I finally had to text Anna. I knew Anna was up, so I text Anna and I'm like, I'm so sorry to be stupid, but like, where is it? Because I can't find it because I keep clicking on the wrong thing. And it was on,
yeah, and that text confused me because I didn't know that people did this clickbait thing that you fell for.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually stayed up to watch the premiere videos before. I've stayed up for Ariana Grande's, I've stayed up for the Jonas Brothers, like all this stuff. And whenever YouTube does this, like they like post it from like, you know, a few hours ahead of time. There's like a chat room on the side, which is where Taylor was like answering stuff, which is going at like lightning speed. You can't even like keep up. But I was on that page for a while, so I had no idea what you were talking about. You're like, where do I watch it? And I was like, I think I texted you back and I said, what?
Well, because I wasn't on Vimeo. Is that how you say it?
Vivo.
Because I always get it confused with Venmo. They sound like I know the difference, but whenever I speak it out loud, do I just sound like a freaking idiot right now?
That's just
okay,
so funny.
But yeah, so I couldn't find it, so Anna had to come through. And so as soon as I watched the video, I didn't get to watch it as many times as I wanted to before I started making my phone calls, because I was already a little late, because it's like 11:07 by the time I watch it. So I had to hurry up and watch it, and then call Amy to find out, what does my girl think about this song? Maybe I should have edited some. I'm sorry.
Please leave your message for 8175.
You're not going to play my number, are you?
Five.
I was like, wow.
I was like, oh.
Hey, Amy, it's Lacey. It's really important to note that it was 1111 whenever I started calling you, but now it's 1112. at this message. Anyway, I wanted to know what you thought about the Taylor Swift video. And I know who Panic at the Disco is, and I really want us to recreate the video. I just have to get my dress. And we have a lot to do tomorrow. We have a lot to talk about, and I can't believe that you're not up to talk about it right now. I cannot wait to talk to you. I can't wait for you to listen to the song. Please, please, please call me as soon as you wake up and you hear it, because I can't wait to talk about it. I love you so much. Have a great night, and I'm going to go to bed dreaming of Taylor Swift and all the great things that we're going to do. And I'm so happy, and I'm so excited, and I love you so much. Can't wait for tomorrow. Bye, babe.
Was that one breath?
I think so.
Might have been. Okay, I have a problem. I cannot access my messages.
No way.
Is that the first time you heard the voicemail?
Yeah, I had no idea. And I think, like, it keeps on blinking a red light at me, and I'm assuming it's the messages, but I don't know where to find them.
Okay, Amy, I don't know how to solve your Samsung problems,
yeah,
okay?
Android.
But I do need you to confess this. I know, and I was a little bit worried about this, because I know that you keep your phone on in case of an emergency.
I do.
So I knew that you were going to get my phone call. If somebody calls me, I have my phone on silent, do not disturb, from 9 p.m. until 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care. I won't hear it. You can call or text me at any time. But I knew that you were going to mm-hmm. receive my phone call.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I silenced that bitch. I had been asleep for over 2 hours. I was like, mm-mm.
You knew. You just suspected you were going to get texts and calls or something. You were like, I'll just silence it?
No. I mean, it woke me up. It woke me up.
What's wrong with me?
It's okay. You're sleep deprived because some rude person called you in the middle of the night.
It's ringing, and I look at the phone. It says 11:11, and Lacey, I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious?
So you thought it was just an 11:11
phone
call?
Yes! I did! I was like, what is wrong with you?
She straight up rejected your call.
So we've never said this before just because it's stupid. I don't know if anybody besides me cares. I like repetitive numbers. I didn't realize that you're supposed to make a wish at 11:11.
What?
I didn't know that. I just like it because it's 11:11, because every time I look at the clock, it's 11:11. It's 2:22. It's 4:44. So we're on this little side group text, me, Anna, and Amy.
Can we report the time?
The time. If it's a repetitive time, that's it. Because usually, every time I see it, I get excited. So I would scream it out in the man room. I'm like, it's 11:11.
My favorite side thing that's come from this is that Anna now texts me, or sorry, emails me with her name as her signature at the end and the time next to it. It looks like a Bible verse.
Yeah. It'll be like, Anna, 7:04.
It's so great.
Yeah, which is great, because I just do whatever time like it is that I send that email. But I also, like, I just feel, I always have my phone on me, like, mm-hmm. literally always. Like, and I hate having, like, notifications and stuff like that, so I'm really quick on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel weird not responding to texts. But sometimes when you text us being like 11:11 or something, just for the sake of responding, I'll just respond whatever time it is at the time that I see it.
Me too.
Yeah, so it'll be like, oh, like 11:45. Or like whenever I read it, whenever I see your message, I'll just respond whatever time it is at that time.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a repetitive number.
Well, I've told y'all, like, I have to hold myself back from texting y'all every time I see it, because I see it so much. So I try to rein it in a little bit. And I've asked y'all before, does it get on your nerves? Because I will stop. Justin one time randomly was in our room and was like, my friend texts me whenever it's 11:11. And I'm like, shut up. Nobody cares. Don't be texting the time. And I'm like, seriously? Because that's all that our text is in that little group message.
I
is
love
just
it, though.
That. Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Love it. I really appreciate it.
So I can't believe you did not think Taylor Swift whenever you saw the phone call.
No.
You thought it was 11. It just happened to be 11:11. That wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, I thought it was 11:11.
It wasn't. I'm not Taylor Swift. I don't pre-plan everything out like that. I swear.
I thought it was just about the time. I was sleep deprived. Well, not yet sleep deprived, just sleepy. And I didn't even think about Taylor.
Okay, here's the next phone call that I made.
What do you think?
I am obsessed. I will say I'm not a huge fan of the spelling is fun part, but
I kind of like it. To me, it feels like a team builder song. I kind of like it. Like, there's no I in team. It's kind of like a team builder song. Like, I know it's about a relationship, but I still think it's kind of like High Five Media.
That's so true. I mean, I like the actual spelling. I just don't. Like, the part where she's like, spelling is fun! Like, where she actually says that. You know what I mean?
11:11.
But.
Yeah.
I do love the whole, like, but there
is I'm not gonna play all of this.
You know?
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know, Amy, that this could have been us if you would have answered your phone. I thought Anna was doing another podcast today, so she wasn't going to be able to come on with us. And I told her, we talked for 5 minutes, and I wanted to edit down a five-minute conversation, and I could not because there was so much in this. I took out 30 seconds. And then Anna was like, oh, I'm not recording a podcast today. Well, girl, come on, because we have so much to talk about. So thank you, Anna, for answering the phone, for showing me. I do have one more phone call to play, and then I kind of need to call this person and apologize real quick. And then I want to discuss Taylor some more. But here's the final person that I called.
Hey, Al?
Yes?
Are you awake?
Hey. Yeah.
Did you watch the new Taylor Swift? She just released a song at 11. Have you seen it yet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's such a good video. I thought you were going to be up watching it. I wanted to know your reaction to it.
Oh, no, I just, I saw her hosting the, what was she hosting?
Were you watching the draft tonight?
The draft, yeah.
Are you sure you weren't asleep? I figured you'd be up.
Oh, okay, I was asleep.
Okay. I'm so sorry to wake you up. I just wanted your feedback on that song. And also, I wanted to tell you, I don't know if I ever thanked you for bringing breakfast, but thank you because everybody appreciates it every time that you do. And I love you so much, and I hope you have a great night. And I'll see you in a couple hours. We'll talk about Taylor Swift then. All right, good night. Bye.
Okay, so that was the last of my phone call. And I actually just decided I'm not going to call him. There's no point. there's no point in calling him again. I thought about calling people to talk about Taylor Swift, but then after Big Al actually answered, I was kind of scared to call other people because I felt Jeremy was right beside me, and he's like, don't do it. Don't do it, Lacey. And I was like,
so you didn't get chicken. You got shame.
Well, and then I called Al, and he answered, and he's like, what did you think he was going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't answer my phone at night.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Funny.
I think it's better that he did answer.
And then he brought us breakfast this morning.
Yeah. So, everybody. The chicken shop.
Yeah. So you're welcome for that. But I thought about calling everybody. I was going to call Kelly. Ends up Kelly has her phone beside her bed. She would have answered. Mm-hmm. But then is that a good thing to wake up Kelly at night?
No.
And for Big Al, I was scared because I know that he has sleeping problems. And he wakes up sometimes at 1 o'clock in the morning. And he can't go back to sleep. So then am I a jerk or is it funny? You know?
Did you ask him? Was he able to go back to sleep?
I didn't ask him.
Oh.
That's what I was going to do with the phone call. But then I thought maybe we're getting a little too call heavy.
He's probably sleeping right
now. It would be funny if you did call him right now and he was like taking a nap.
Yeah.
But I do know that he went to go see Avengers.
Okay.
So
I'm not going to bother him
anymore.
He's probably
in a movie. Oh my God. Nice. Don't do that.
So, yeah, so that was the end of my bit last night. As soon as I talked to Big Al, then I was like, I think I'm just going to stop there. So never mind. But it worked. I got breakfast, which was really, really, really nice of him because I was going to get him some breakfast since I woke him up. We just had a new guest jump in the studio with
us. I thought you were going to call him a student.
That's what
Taylor. I thought you were going to say, too. A new student to the class of Taylor.
We have another Swiftie on board. Hi, Nick Adams.
Hello. I don't plan on talking. I just want to listen. I was just talking about Taylor Swift on the Shut Up podcast.
We're talking about Taylor Swift
right now. I know it. And I was with Justin, part-time Justin and Yolanda, and I was getting into my Taylor Swift groove, explaining everything.
What was it like talking to non-believers?
They burst my bubble so much.
No!
And it just ruined
it.
So. But I burst their bubble on Beyonce earlier in the program, so I think I earned it.
You know what? I was busting Beyonce's bubble earlier as well, because remember last time Beyonce had a big old announcement and it was to say that she was vegan? So, I mean, what a dumbass. Let's be real. There's Beyonce, then there's Taylor Swift. That's two totally different icons.
But I just want to sit back and are y'all almost done?
No.
Okay, good. I just want to listen to all. Are y'all still talking Taylor?
Yeah. So we just got to the where Anna's about to break down the video.
Oh, perfect.
All the Easter eggs in the video. You have that, right?
I have a couple of things.
Okay.
I haven't been able to read up as much as I would have wanted to before this moment in time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm sure a lot of things will evolve.
Well, before we get there, what does everybody think of the song? I love it. I was surprised by it because I thought it was going to be more about her current relationship, because she had a lot of that in the Reputation. Whenever she wasn't telling people, whenever she wasn't trying to be tough because everybody was trying to take her down, then she was singing a lot about love and a lot about leaving people behind. So I was a little bit thrown off. This sounded like it wasn't her current relationship, but I really love it. I love the pastels. I love that freaking dress. I want to own it. Yeah. I really do. I thought the music video was beautiful.
Yeah. Of course you loved it.
Yeah.
That's
your thing. You did throw me off just a little bit, Anna, whenever you said you didn't like the...
Spelling is fun.
Yeah. And because at first, I think I was just on such a Taylor high that I was like, what? You don't like something that Taylor did? But then after I've listened to it, I totally agree with you
on that. Spelling
is
fun. I think you'll grow on us, because I didn't like that part in Shake It Off whenever she broke it down and did at first. But then I started to love it whenever she did the little cheer in the middle or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is the same kind of vibe, and we will love it soon.
I love the fact that you just brought up Shake It Off, because I remember whenever we all played a Taylor Swift game and it was your turn to finish the lyrics for Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, you were unable to do it.
I'm a little bit mad about that.
Do you see my face?
Why?
Why you gotta bring that up?
Because I'm just a little bit butthurt about it still.
And you got every song right. I'm so glad that you're there for us, Lacey. You know who did get every song right?
Shut up.
Me and Nick.
What was y'all's team name again?
Look What You Made Me Duo.
That's so cute. I can't even remember ours.
That's over on the OnCloud Wine podcast if you want to listen to that. We did a Finish the Lyrics trivia in Taylor Swift thing.
Amy, what did you think of the song? Song, video, all of it.
I loved it. I do think it's funny that the first line, she rhymes with
duh. I thought the same thing. I thought the exact same greatest thing.
Onomatopoeia with jump. What the heck? It was so funny.
Yeah.
Nick?
I love everything about it. And I love the dude from Panic at the Disco.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like his voice. Yes. I like his vibe.
It's a good pair.
It is a very good pair. And I was trying to explain this to Anna. I don't know how to put this into words, but I like that it was with someone that wasn't as big as her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I just like that Taylor's the star of this thing, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not like Taylor and Adele. This is Taylor Swift's song, mm-hmm. and this other guy who has a good voice is going to join her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I loved everything about it. Loved the look. Hated the Reputation vibe. I hated dark Taylor. I don't think she could pull it off that well. So she's back to, like, Red meets 1989, and it's perfect.
Yeah. I think other than, like, Call It What You Want and, like, the happy songs from Reputation, I think we can just all agree to just pretend it didn't happen.
She had several great songs. She had great songs on Reputation, but as far as the look, the vibe, and everything, I hated
it. It didn't bother me.
I loved everything from Reputation except for King of Hearts. That song is garbage, and I have to skip past it every time.
I think it's just because I just really didn't like Look What You Made Me Do. Like, I listen pretty regularly on Spotify. I'll listen to her discography. I'll just shuffle it. And Look What You Made Me Do is the one song that I'll skip.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it when it came out. I like forced myself to like it because obviously,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't like it.
It's too repetitive.
I think it's repetitive. I didn't like that it was like the start of her being so dark and like all of that. So I think with her new song, I absolutely love the fact that she's back to being colorful
mm-hmm.
and positive. And honestly, like, I was just thinking, and I know, like, this is such the girl coming out of me, but when I listen to it, I just think it's like so cool that she does have such a huge platform and she's using it to like uplift people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, when you think of like any person, like no matter what age, listening to that song, if they're singing along being like, you're never gonna meet anybody like me,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that's great. And like, I just like, I don't know. I'm all for the self-love stuff that everybody's into right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I like agree with it and love it. And I love that she's pursuing it. And so I'm just glad that the old Taylor is back and she did her thing.
She wasn't dead.
She did like her whole like, you know, like Miley Cyrus thing. And now she's back, you know. So.
Well, and the snake at the beginning.
Yeah.
The snake slithering
cool
and then busting out into butterflies.
I thought that was truly iconic.
Very really genius.
Like, what's your favorite part of the video? Because it is very visually, aesthetically pleasing. What's your favorite part of the video? Or have you not watched it enough?
I have not watched it enough, but her dress is just what sticks out to me the most, is mm-hmm. that I can't get past that dress.
Yeah.
I didn't think that there was so much to the video like it was Look at What You Made Me Do, because there was so many layers to that video.
Yeah, there was.
Now, there are a lot of layers and a lot of clues in this video that I would never, ever pick up on. And so that's why I'm glad that you're here to tell me about it.
Yeah, of course. Well, where to begin? I have written, the intro to the video is a snake turning into a butterfly, but you just said that. My next thing says, I love her. Okay, so this is just like a few things. Also, I don't know if this happened to you guys, but it happened for me whenever the video was premiering. You know how there's like an ad before the video?
Mm-hmm.
The ad for it was for the upcoming movie, The Secret Life of Pets, mm-hmm. but it was a clip of the cat. And then it shows that the release date, that Secret Life of Pets 2 comes out June 7th, which is 6-7. 6 plus 7 is 13. Mm-hmm. I was like, seriously, Taylor? Like, even your advertisements for other movies have to do with your 13 thing? Like, are you kidding me? Like, oh, my God. Ridiculous.
And genius.
Then also, like, last night, I was following along with her on social media because she was responding to people on YouTube. She was posting on Snapchat, Instagram. Like, she was on top of it. And it just so happened that she was changing her outfit every 13 minutes.
What?
Okay, if you go back and like watch it, at one point she's wearing a dress, at one point she's wearing her new merch, and then she's wearing a different merch shirt, like all these like different stuff. Like there was one time she's wearing like a blue shirt and it says Awesome on it, which people think that her album's going to be called Awesome because of that, but I really hope it's not, because that's a lame title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's another time where she was wearing a different shirt and it said, You Can't Spell Awesome Without Me, which is a lyric from uh-huh. the song. There's another time she was wearing a dress. There was another time she was just wearing like a different shirt.
Outfit changes, Lacey, are garbage.
I know. I know. I do have to say, though, I am making an outfit change today. I couldn't decide which Taylor Swift shirt to wear. This one from her 1989 tour, which is the one that I went with, or Amy made me a shirt that says Gay for Tay whenever we okay. went to the Taylor Swift concert. Well, conveniently enough, I'm hanging out with my lesbian friends later, and so I'm going to throw on my Gay for Tay shirt. Yeah.
I'm wearing my Reputation shirt right now.
I'm wearing my This Sick Beat.
Love it. Nick, what Taylor Swift shirt are you wearing?
Well, I have a Taylor Swift tattoo, so I'm always beating you guys.
If you did get a Taylor Swift, I wouldn't. Like, I would believe it.
I don't know what it would say.
Would it be like a
lyric? I don't have
If you had to, if like it was like a live or die situation and you had to get a Taylor Swift tattoo, what would it be?
I don't know.
The number 13, maybe?
Maybe a number 13, or I don't know. Or maybe you just go all out and it's like the perfect portrait. Like, you know those tattoos that look like the real person?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do
but
that.
They turn out so horrible and end up looking like scary.
Yeah, I'll put on my butt, so when I get like really fat, it's just like,
it'll age with her.
Morphs her face. Deforms it.
So I would get Ours, because that is my favorite Taylor Swift song, Elevator Buttons and Morning Air. But also, Jeremy learned how to play that song on the guitar for me.
Oh, that's so cute.
So that's his one and only Taylor Swift song that he learned. So I love that.
That's cute. That's
really what would you get tattooed?
Mm. I'd probably do some sort of geometric form of TS.
Ooh.
And like, I don't know, some kind of graph, like abstract thing.
Anna, what would you get?
I don't know, because my first thing is like lyrics, but I wouldn't really want to have words on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And so maybe I do like 1989. I wish I was born in 1989, then I would totally do that.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I don't know. Maybe a cat.
That'd be cute. That'd be cute.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe some curly hair. I
love the fact that her cats were in the video.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cute.
And she has a new one.
Yes. That was so cute. I think you and I feel differently about this, Amy, because I am not a cat person, and I, for the most part, don't really like cat people. I'm sorry to exclude a lot, but I mean, I'm not a cat person. I did have a cat growing up, and then Jeremy's allergic to cats, and ever since I've been with Jeremy, I haven't been a cat person, which I guess I really wasn't before him, after my cat died anyway. But cat people don't bother me because I think that they're cute. Like, I like the fact that cats are trendy. But you don't like the fact that she's such a cat lover, right?
I just wish, that's the worst thing about her. It's not that I don't hate cats. It's just, I'm not obsessed over anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't get the obsession.
Amy, will this change your mind, though? She got a new cat. We don't know the name yet. There's a rumor.
Oh, my God. Is it something that I love?
Going around that she named her cat Daenerys.
Whoa.
Targaryen. I mean, it has to have the double name because there's Meredith Grey and there's Olivia Benson. It's gotta
Daenerys
have the
Targaryen,
name.
Mother of Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true. I'm just spreading rumors.
I don't know.
Question.
She's a powerful woman.
She is.
Do cat people care that people think they're weird?
I think definitely
no, I don't think that all cat people are weird. My friends that I'm hanging out with tonight, they have multiple cats.
Yeah.
I don't care for cats.
It's not that
is the stigma. Go ahead.
It's not that I don't like cats or people who like cats. It's just I don't get the obsession over anything. And if you're really obsessed over cats, I just don't understand that about you.
I kind of feel the same. I love dogs, but I feel the same way. There's some people that are like over the top with their dog.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel the same way about that.
Yeah.
But there's lots of things that I'm obsessed with, though. Mermaids and unicorns and all that stupid crap that I shouldn't be into, but I am. I have to hold myself back whenever I see kids dressing so cute and their little unicorn dresses and they have the tutus and stuff. I have to stop myself from being like, girl, I love your outfit, just because I think that that's out of line. I can't be complimenting children everywhere that I go. That's a little bit creepy.
I'm obsessed with a lot of things.
Yeah.
So.
Mm. Okay. More give us more knowledge.
Okay, well, I think you guys have already heard this, but there is the thing about the Dixie Chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's speculating that she's going to have a collab, duet, whatever, a song with the Dixie Chicks. Because, so if you even go back to her, she did an interview with Elle magazine, and there's like a lot of things to dissect here. Because, first of all, when she posted the picture of her Elle cover on Instagram in February,
mm-hmm.
the caption was, "Me" in caps with an exclamation point. So there's that, of course.
Love
right?
It.
And then so what she did is like I think she's either just turned 30 or she's turning 30 this year, whatever. So she did like 30 lessons that she's learned.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and read them all, they're all Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where she talked about how she really loves Panic at the Disco. So mm-hmm. there's that. The lesson number 26 that she learned was about how she loves countdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So 4:26. So there's that. And then there's another part where she talks about the Dixie Chicks. And then in the music video, you have this like wall, and she posted it on Instagram where you have like the chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you look close, there's one where like the Dixie Chicks are like
there's
in it.
Yeah. A portrait.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a portrait. Mm-hmm. And then also the Dixie Chicks themselves like tweeted out this morning just like a little side eye like at Taylor Swift.
And
so I think that's going to be the next
the
thing.
Lyrics too. She keeps on talking about the really cool chicks.
Cool
yeah,
chicks.
These really cool chicks. Yeah. So I think that's the most obvious one.
She's wearing cowboy boots in part of the video, and they were saying that that's like an homage to her country roots, to the Dixie Chicks, who kind of made a name for themselves for being rebels, being the rebels of country, that maybe she's going to turn more back into her country roots and pay respect to people who had done it before her.
Yeah. Another thing was, so a lot of people were speculating that she's engaged now.
Mm-hmm.
And she just like hasn't said it, because she tweeted out yesterday saying that there is a secret message in the video that she's been keeping for months. And she was like, let's see who can figure it out. And I don't know if like the multiple theories, like I said, at this point, I haven't read as much as I want mm-hmm. to, but I will let you guys know once I find out more things.
We'll get a follow up on Monday.
But the current theory right now, at least the one I've heard, is that like in the music video, Brandon Urie like proposes to her and she says no. So people are thinking like, did Calvin Harris propose to her? And she like turned it down, and then like all this stuff, and now she's with Joe because he gives her like a cat, and she's like so happy, and like all this stuff.
I heard that she also did that in "Look at What You Made Me Do." That there was a reference to an engagement ring, and it said no on it, and so people were speculating that she's saying that she's still not engaged.
Oh,
either that, or maybe he did propose and she said no, and they've broken up and hadn't revealed that yet either.
Maybe. I don't know. There's no way of knowing with this with this girl.
She'll
honestly
drop clues and somebody will figure it out. It just won't be me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of more.
There was a Sesame Street reference. Did y'all
yes.
hear it?
It's like
one of these things is not
like
the other.
Yeah.
One of these
that's
just
cute.
Doesn't belong.
I read that. I didn't pick up on it. Do you know why?
Well,
she used that?
No, I don't know
okay.
why. But I just picked up on it. I know she took the lines from that song.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I will say one of my favorite tweets from last night was someone said, "Taylor Swift making us panic and then releasing a single with Brandon Urie. Her mind."
She just is absolutely genius. And I'm all about this song.
Yeah. And I wish, so apparently if you, at the Reputation Tour, if you bought the, she was selling a calendar for like 2019. And if you bought the calendar, there are specific dates that are like marked.
Mm-hmm.
And up to now, things have happened on every date that has been marked. Like 4:26 was marked. And then like the 13 days before that, whatever day that is, when she started the countdown was marked. I think there's like some day in August that's marked. So you're probably right about the 8th already saying.
I did see something about a clock, but now I can't remember that the clocks were.
Is at 8:30 in the video.
Yeah.
So people think she's going to drop an album on August 30th.
What was your clue? Was it the clock?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I listened.
So like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
My favorite theory that Anna and I were discussing earlier, unless I missed this.
It's okay, go.
About how this music may have been pre-Reputation.
Yes. We talked about that.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I love it. I think it's great. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be curious to know like what songs she's updated in the last 3-4 years, what songs are completely new, what songs were just written back then and she's using again.
Because some of them are hits. I mean, I would think some of them would still be usable, that you could just use exactly what you had, no changes, and just keep going with it. Because not everything is about her life.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is just a very positive, uplifting song. This could have been written years ago. And maybe she tinkered with it a little bit, updated it. But the uplifting vibe in general could have been written years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it.
This is like really sappy and I'm aware, but yesterday, obviously, like leading up to the moment, I was listening to her on shuffle and 15 came up and it made me cry for some reason because I was like driving and I like just picked up like Whataburger or something.
It's an emotional song.
And it was emotional. And I was like, oh my God. And I think I like in that moment, I was like, I have been listening to Taylor Swift like my whole, like since like my preteen years, you know? And I was like, she's come such a long way. And I started crying because I was like, I'm so proud of her. And then I also listened to Mean. And you know, she's like, someday
I'll be living in a big old city.
And I was like, oh my God, you are living in a big old city.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
She's killing it.
I'm so proud of her. I love her. And I know I'm going to spend
Are you
going
to cry right now?
I know.
Sound
I'm getting
like
emotional.
You're about to cry.
You guys, what if she goes.
Stop. Don't even. You're done. You're finished. No, it's never going to
happen. With the Jonas Brothers.
Okay, time out.
They can make more money if they do separate.
Time
I'm
out.
Sure.
It'd be reversed. The Jonas Brothers would be going on tour.
Well, no.
Taylor.
I figured like the Jonas Brothers would open for Taylor, is what I'm thinking.
They'd open like a day ahead of time.
But like. This also stresses me out because Taylor Swift is going to release a new album, which means a new tour. So I need to save up for that. Same with the Jonas Brothers. Where do I get this money? I don't know. I'm stressed. I'm broke.
But see, the Joe Bros, Joe Bros are going on tour this summer.
Yes.
And Taylor probably won't go on tour maybe the fall.
So or even next year.
I think it's going to be next year. If she's releasing in August her full album, it's going to be next year, which brings up my problem. Amy, we had one Taylor Swift concert that we didn't go to together.
Mm-hmm.
We had one Taylor Swift concert that we went to together.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a potential third. Let's say, hypothetically, that you get tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Would you bring me or would you bring Cammie?
Mm-hmm.
Cammie?
Yeah, your new best friend. Come on.
No, the issue would be between you and Morgan.
Oh.
Her daughter. Oh. Remember her?
Yeah.
I forget that she's a fan too. Okay, well, you got some competition too because Kajal's back. So would it be Amy or would it be Kajal?
Okay,
I'm
question.
Just kidding.
We're talking about the timeline here. When is she going to go on tour? When's the album going to come out? When's she getting married? That's the question that we all want to know. Did you already talk
is
about
that? Is she even in a relationship, though?
I think she is.
I mean, I think that she is, too, but she's so incredibly private about it. But is that what she's trying to hint at in the music video
ring? I don't feel like she would tease something like that in music.
I think
about
in the music
up.
Video, there's like a tribute to her British roots with her boyfriend. So I don't think that they've broken up.
Yeah, I don't think that they've broken up.
And
but I don't think she would hide an announcement that they're engaged or or anything like that in the video.
So there's like London iconic buildings in the background. And then in this highlighted neon sign, it says Lover. So maybe that's a title of a song that's going to be on her album.
Oh, probably. You're probably right. You know what also would have been really cool? So last night, right before the premiere, if you were like on YouTube. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Anna's chair just completely lowered all the way to the ground. Her bar stool height chair just deflated.
Sorry, I got so excited.
You didn't touch it and do that?
No, that was weird.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Go back. Okay, so last night on her premiere on YouTube, I was on the YouTube page like 30 minutes ahead of time. just getting ready. And so it had like a little, like her countdown, the one that she's been, you know, teasing or whatever. But as it started getting closer, every few minutes, the picture would change. And it was pictures of her. And you could kind of tell that she was uploading them at the same time, or maybe she took them before. But it was like her on a couch, essentially. She had her hand on her face, mm-hmm. kind of like she does on the Reputation, that one picture where she's like this. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Okay. Yeah, it's
sorry, like that's not
where you have fingers. where you have your
hands like covering her like face, essentially.
Your peekaboo your through your fingers.
Yeah. But she was kind of doing. She's on the couch, and that's kind of like what you do. Like, oh my god, like I'm so excited, like I can't wait, like oh my god, like relatable, right? But so she was doing that, and then it would switch, and it'd still be her on the couch with her hand on her face, but it'd be like a little different position.
Mm-hmm.
Like then it's like slightly to the left, and then a little slightly to the right, and all of a sudden it was. As I was getting closer and closer and closer, and then I was reading the little chat that was going on the side, and somebody said, oh my god, what if like the minute or 30 seconds before the video starts, the last picture is her hand on her face and she's wearing an engagement ring? That would have been amazing, but that didn't happen.
Oh.
How cool would that have been?
Yes.
It would have been great.
I know. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. Yeah. What a great day.
Honestly, like if you're bored, just get on Twitter and just type in Taylor. Like, that's it. Just Taylor and just, like, search what people are saying and the theories and stuff. And also people are, like, I saw somebody Photoshop her Reputation cover art, but they, like, it's, like, half of it is, like, a new portrait of her with, like, the colorful stuff. People are doing some really, really cool stuff. And her fan base is amazing, and I'm so glad that we're part of it. But I'm going to let them kind of figure everything out.
Yeah.
And then I'll just read it all.
I can't wait. Any closing thoughts on Taylor Swift? Amy?
No.
My closing thoughts simply, I love her. I've tried being her best friend for a long time. I've tried stalking her in multiple cities, in a friendly way, not in I'm coming for you way. Yeah. I want to be friends with her. I had to really rein it in on my last trip to New York because I was about to start throwing up like, hey, Taylor, I'm here playing ping pong at this bar if you want to come play. And Jeremy's like, you really need to chill out, because I was like, let me tell her that I'm here. And then we're going to go here after that. And I didn't. I've tagged her in a lot of stuff. She's never responded. It's cool. I like that she's interactive with fans. I love everything that she does for her fans. And I do think that one day my dream is going to come true. And that dream is me and Taylor Swift hanging out with each other at a sleepover. And she's not wearing any makeup, because we are such good friends that she can be barefaced in front of me.
Wow.
Because we're besties.
Put it out into the universe, Lacey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do y'all have anything else? Closing thoughts, Nick?
I would say, Taylor, welcome back. Thank you for leaving the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the light.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Preach. Yeah. Preach. Anna?
Yeah, I also would just like to say that I'm very, very thankful for Taylor Swift. She's mm-hmm. been the soundtrack to my life for like forever, and I love her, and I'm very, very excited for what she has in store.
I'm very... Go, Amy.
Sorry, I did have closing thoughts, but not about Taylor, so I wanted everyone to go first. Did you have something else?
I just wanted to say that on the same line of being thankful, I'm very thankful for you. Thank you so much for coming on, just because I did not break any of that down. I had a couple of things, but you went over and beyond with your Taylor Swift investigative
thank
reporting.
You. Thank you.
So thank you. You killed it.
Seems like you just got hired.
I just have a quick celebrity update. Justin Timberlake has written a poem, and I wanted to share it with y'all. Roses are red, April is gray, but in a few days, it's gonna be May.
Yay! That was awesome.
That's such a good song.
I wanted to tease, Nick, I'm glad that you're here, actually. Yeah. I did want to tease that I was on the Shut Up podcast this week. Nick and I had similar injuries. Nick has a really recent injury that he's dealing with, and we talked about it on the Shut Up podcast. Mm. It was a lot of fun, and I'm going to end on a clip of a story that I told on their podcast that I might not should have told. I actually told them something that I've only told one other person up until that point.
Is oh Amy God. The other person?
No, I had told my girlfriend in the moment.
Whoa.
Amy knows. Amy knows now, because
wow.
I did spill it to her the other day. But have you gotten any kickback from that? Has anybody said, oh my God, that is the worst girl I've ever heard ever?
No, we've gotten a few that were like, oh, we've heard Lacey before. That sounds right.
So I'm going to end on that clip. Don't forget to check out the Shut Up podcast. What do you have going on Shut Up, Nick? You just did Taylor Swift. What else?
Every Fridays we do the celebrity and we break down our favorite gossip stories from the week and give you some of our favorite songs from the week. And we talked to our friend Yolanda, who went to Coachella and told us everything you need to know about Coachella, where to go to the bathroom, what you eat there, what it was like being in the crowd, how high was everyone at Kanye's church service. We talked about it all.
Love it.
All right. And Anna, what do you have going on? You have a lot of podcasts. What should people look forward to listening to?
Over on Channel Surfing, every week I'm doing a breakdown of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So now you can find season 8, episode 2.
Can I do a Game of Thrones? Sorry to completely cut you off. Bradley Cooper was on Ellen the other day. Did you hear what his theory is?
No.
I'm a new listener. I'm sorry. I'm a new listener. I'm a new watcher. Is this something that I can hear, or is it spoiler?
Season 3.
I don't think it's spoilery.
Oh.
Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
Okay. So Bradley Cooper says his theory is that Arya is going to use the mask stuff that she does to be a White Walker and infiltrate the other side.
Whoa.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Remind me to tell you another theory.
Great theory. Okay, we're done. We're done.
Okay, we're good.
We're done. And that's when the aliens are going to come.
Oh, my gosh. I just found out that there's giants. I just got to the part where there's giants. And I'm like, oh, I did not know that there were giants on there.
I will say one of my favorite moments with Yolanda, who was just on the Shut Up podcast. I had her on Channel Surfing a while ago. And it was when I was watching Game of Thrones. And I was like, yeah, something about like dragons. And she's never seen Game of Thrones. She goes, wait. There's dragons on this show. She thought Game of Thrones was like about like Vikings or something. She had no idea that it was like dragons and like fantasy.
It looks Viking-y.
Yeah. But I really wish I would have recorded when she goes, there's dragons. So I'm breaking down Game of Thrones over on Channel Surfing every week, so you can go listen to that. And then I also have On Cloud Wine with Alicia, and we just talk about stuff.
Cool. Awesome. And Amy and I like to talk about stuff. So make sure and check out all the other Kid Nation podcasts. Do us all a favor. You can go subscribe on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all that fun places. Leave us a rating, leave a comment, leave a review. That really helps us out if you do that. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials. We've had a lot of fun talking with people at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicle. And Amy, I do have a new bit idea before we sign off.
Oh, I'm excited.
Constantly tease, but never come through. Because at some point, coming up next, we're going to do an Ask Amy Anything. So make sure and get all of your questions in for that. And at some point, we're going to do a freaking talent show. Yeah. We just really haven't finished it.
Yeah, we need to figure out all the logistics.
Or we're just going to talk about it, to be determined. But thank you for listening. And in the meantime, get your Taylor Swift on and keep your hips loose.
Lips hip.
Thanks for listening. Can I tell y'all something?
Yeah, please.
I've never said on a podcast before.
Okay.
And it might be a little bit too much. So if it is, do what you need to do with this.
Let me guess. You had to have Jeremy wipe you.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Hit me.
So I was in the call screener booth by myself and I tooted and it felt a little iffy and I needed to see if something happened or not. So.
Stop talking.
I put my hand down the back of my
pants.
Hold on.
Oh. Lacey, I'm turning your mic off before you say something bad.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. We can't hear this. Okay, I'm kidding. Here you go.
So I put my hand down my pants to check. And then before I pulled my hand out, I thought, now what am I going to do? Because if there is poo on my hands, then I'm going to have to still grab my crutches and go to the bathroom. So this was not well thought out at all. But guys, I pulled my hand out of my pants and there was nothing there. So I was fine. But in that moment, I'm like, I did not think this situation through.